Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name's Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Star Wars Episode 6 of
Return
of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, yes we are. And we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for this film. Obviously, if you get to Return of the Jedi and watching Star Wars movies, this should definitely not be your first movie. If this is your first movie, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Yeah, please do not do it in this order. Do not start with six. And we'll talk about why as things progress. But I will reiterate that starting with four is your best bet if you want to actually enjoy this universe. But we have spoilers for this movie, obviously, if you haven't seen it, and for the whole franchise, really. And we also are having something to drink. What do we have to drink, Natalie?
Green milk. I know it's not The Last Jedi, but we're doing it.
Mm. Because there's a green lightsaber and there's a green planet. And we are able to use my mugs, which include an Endor mug and a Tatooine mug, which if you look at our Facebook, you will see them. We are thrilled. We are also thrilled to have a whole bunch of listeners. I have to admit that I'm overwhelmed by some of the places our listeners are from, like Vietnam. We love you.
Yeah.
We hope that we are speaking clearly enough that you understand what we're saying, and I'm probably making it worse by laughing. So we've got a synopsis for this movie.
Sure. So as we recall from the end of the last movie, so Han was frozen carbonite, and so a majority of the beginning of this, the first like 20-ish minutes, is spent getting him back from Jabba. Meanwhile,
Jabba the Hutt, that is, the guy who had the bounty out for him.
Meanwhile, also, Vader and Emperor Palpatine are working really hard on this bigger, better Death Star, and it's under construction. They were just able to do that so quickly.
Yeah, it's at least two-thirds done. Or at least
yeah,
it's about two-thirds
done. I would even allow them an out if they had said, we were building a Death Star in every star system.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, well, this was the incomplete one in the Endor system, so we're using that right now. It's like, all right, fine. But no. Because could the Death Star even move? It must be able to, but like that doesn't make any sense. It's so big.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I got nothing. There is no explanation for this. We are going to have pros and cons, and there are going to be things about that that are cons.
Anyway, so they get Han back eventually through shenanigans. I don't even want to get into it because they're stupid. The plans are dumb.
We're going to talk about these in pros and cons probably, but they do get Han back. It is like a really stupid plan.
stupid
plan. But somehow, as these things do, much like the Harry Potter universe, things just happen and they work out. So they get Han back. They're supposed to go and do something about this new Death Star because the rebellion has figured out, or they've gotten plans, lots of Bantons, but whatever, died to get them this information about how that is defended and how they could blow it up. Lando Calrissian, in case you don't remember him from the last movie, is a significant player for the rebellion as far as he's flying the Millennium Falcon in this, because Han and Leia and Luke and the gang, being Chewie and C-3PO and R2-D2, are all going to be landing on the forest moon of Endor to turn off the shield that is protecting the Death Star. And there is an incredibly long, boring sequence on the forest moon of Endor. And again, we got pros and cons coming. I'm trying not to spoil it too much, but yikes.
And then a really boring, drawn out final battle on the space station.
Yeah. And there's also a more individual battle between Luke, Darth, and the Emperor.
That's the one I'm referring to.
Okay. I thought you might be referring to the space battle that's
It's
going
just
on.
drawn out, and I wish it was compacted.
Yeah, I feel like.
Same with a majority of this, because none of these are bad, horrible ideas. They just go on for so
They
long,
needed an
and
editor.
they fill out a whole movie for no reason. Like, it's dumb. It's so dumb. And
Is.
I also feel like it's writing down.
Oh, there's a lot of writing down too. There's a presumption, and I don't know if they just got had weird like marketing, weird feedback focus groups or whatever, like that was saying, oh, your biggest audience is 8-year-old boys, because I think that that carried over into the prequels. This is written to the lowest of the lowest common denominators. It is really made for kids, and that is a big con for me, but we didn't talk about it.
Absolutely. And so they defeat the Emperor by Darth Vader throwing him down a shaft.
It
And
looks like he blows up.
yeah,
This is
it
important.
looks like it, yeah.
It's important.
So then, and first of all, this man is on death's door and has been since, for 18 years.
He's got a cane. He looks bad, bad.
And yet,
And yet.
we know what's coming.
Yes.
And anyway, So Luke gets Vader and sees him, his face for the first time, and brings him. And Vader dies, and he takes him to Endor and does a funeral pyre for him. Invites no one. It's just him. Also, by the way, Leia is Luke's sister. We already knew that from the prequels, but this is where you find out in the sequel. Sorry,
It
in
is a
original
big
trilogy.
reveal in the original trilogy. This is a big, big deal. And for reasons they don't bother to
Do anything
do
with it.
anything with it, it's really annoying.
Yeah, it's so annoying. And so, yeah, then they all meet up and they're like, we did it. And that's the end.
Hello,
We did
Simos. All
it. It really does feel like an
right.
extended Dora the Explorer episode.
It does. There is a grumpy old troll, sort of, known as the Emperor. He's under a bridge, not really. But you know what I mean. Oh, yikes. It's just got issues. So, you want to do pros and cons? Should I start? Should you start?
I should start with pros because I have so few. Music. The music's always good. Cast, always good. More time with the Emperor, I guess. I mean, at least we get to know a little, we get to see him more often. He is still like this magical, mystical being. But I mean, at least we get to see more of him instead of him just being like a passing presence.
He's not naked, just in case you were thinking that was a possibility.
Oh, okay. Like from the Emperor Needs Clothes. Okay. Sure. There's still a little bit of humor. Like most of it's from Han. All of it's from Han. And like, how are we doing? Same as always. That bad, huh? It's all right. I can see a lot better than shooting something and then fly casual. All great. Vader killing the Emperor is cathartic. We finally especially that moment, even with the prequels in mind and all that stuff, everything's been building to that. It is not Luke's final battle with the Emperor. It's really Vader's internal battle, which you don't really see in the original trilogy, but if you've seen the prequels, it's like, all right, well, this is technically his story
Yeah, I
too.
want to talk about that some when we get into it, because honestly, that would have been a lot more interesting than the way it was portrayed on screen.
I
But
agree,
yeah.
but I'm giving it points
For trying.
for
Again,
trying.
good concept.
Interesting idea to bring up turning Leia potentially to the dark side. I honestly think that would be easier. But especially like when she was younger. But no, we didn't do that. You didn't realize that was your child, even though you spent a lot of time in her presence and it only took one passing notion for Luke to potentially be your son, for you to be like, it's absolutely my son.
Wouldn't the emperor know? I mean, God, there's so much. We're
So
gonna
much.
talk. Those are cons. I'll get to those in cons.
That's all I've got.
Oh wow, that's very
I
short.
told you, I wasn't really, I was not invested in this one.
Well, I wasn't invested in either, but I wrote shit down. Original cast, love, love, love this. Harrison Ford, all about it. Han is probably the best character in this movie.
Absolutely.
The music, one of the things I noticed right from the beginning, and I've been complaining in these original trilogy that the music was a little bit fuzzy, just the recordings were, and you can tell that it's a much clearer recording, and I love that. I love that they added more variations on the Imperial themes with this, because you can really hear John Williams playing with it. I think it's cool. There's a lot of derivative shit in this movie, and a lot of very childlike stuff in this. I noticed that Jabba's minions, they are like these pig guys in armor, look exactly like the minions from Sleeping Beauty for Maleficent.
Oh, they do, yeah.
And I was like, wow.
And this is a pro.
This it I liked that I liked it initially. I liked that they were trying, and then I started to get really annoyed. And th there's gonna be some, it kind of goes both ways. I like that Jabba is creepy. He tortures droids. I like that. It takes far too long. I mean, these sequences, we didn't need to see all this. We
No.
certainly did not need super long things. It's hard because in this original trilogy, I've really liked the C-3PO R2-D2 stuff. I like the conversations between them, even though it's not a fully verbal conversation. And I do think it brings humanity to this. I think my problem with this movie in particular is that we are in a major dumbing down phase. Everything is geared to children. And so everything has to be explained, 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 explained. And even, because I watched this original trilogy in theaters as a child, so I remember feeling like this movie was kind of dumb. And that, it's just sad. It's just sad. I do like that he's creepy though. I like the party barge concept. Like the Jabba has this party barge that they go out because they're gonna like throw people in a pit that has an animal in it. People being Luke and Han and Chewie. I like the idea of it, and it's kind of fun, but it is incredible plot convenience. The death of Boba Fett in this, again, there are deaths in this movie that don't hold through the series, which it bothers me. I like Boba Fett dying because he's an unnecessary character.
We never ever get any information on this man other than in the prequels.
Well, he
We
has
only
a whole
hear his
series.
name. No, I'm
Right.
talking about like outside of his series.
We
What?
hear his name in this movie. That's
Do you
it.
like him because he has a jetpack?
Do I like him? No. Do I
No, I'm
like him
asking the
dying?
general audience. Do you just like him because he has a jetpack?
I
Because
have no
I've never
idea.
understood the hype around Boba Fett. I think he could be interesting,
And
but
yet,
he's not.
no, watch the series. It was not interesting.
I don't want to watch the
I
series.
already did, and it was not interesting. So yeah,
Except for the one girl. The one girl, I do like her. The voice of Mulan. Wasn't she good?
Oh, Ming-Na? Oh yeah.
Ming-Na. I love her.
Ming-Na Wen.
I love her.
She's fantastic,
Agents of
but
S.H.I.E.L.D.
she's in The Mandalorian. Oh, well, whatever.
I thought she was in Book of Boba Fett.
Whatever. Boba dying, I was fine with.
I
Leia
didn't
killing
care.
Jabba the Hutt, I think that's
Oh, I forgot
also
about that. Yeah, I like that
that
too.
is, and it's not even done as a girl power thing. It is just Leia being like, I'm not putting up with this shit. And
Because she has a good old
she
boy
has
on.
reasons, and I'm going to talk about those in the cons. Luke deflecting blasters with his lightsaber. It's the first time we've really seen that. And the fact that he has a new lightsaber, which is green. We are never told what happens to the blue one. I
No,
guess
that's
that's
not the
bad.
first time.
But we've seen the green one?
Well, yes, that we've seen the green one, but he's deflected blasts from in the first movie. in New Hope when he's practicing.
Not in the field, like not in a fight.
No, but similar concept.
Well, it seems cooler. Like he's, defecting on the ricochet and whatever. It's cooler. And it may be just that that is something that they brought in, and it might be extra scenes or extra effects that George Lucas added in the in between the releases and what he's released recently. That's like the only good thing I can say about those, that the added stuff. The Emperor and the Imperial Guard, I think, is really cool that we get to see that. It's the first time that we get to see it, and they are creepy. The makeup on the Emperor, really great, very scary. It's much more practical than what we see in the prequels. And it's a lot scarier. I have something about, oh, Yoda admitting that Vader is Luke's dad. It's like, just didn't think you were ready. It's like, that's shit, and I will have more negative Yoda things in my cons. The forest moon looks like the redwoods, which is a beautiful place, so whatever. I like the redwoods, it's fine. I like that Chewie has a bowcaster in this. I did not remember that from this movie. It shows up later, and I think it's a very, very cool weapon. The kids racing in the woods on their speeders, the air speeders. This is, I think, a prop that they have up in the studios, or they used to have up in the studios.
Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Florida.
So it is something our kids, when they were young, always had to get on and like fight over and see who looked cooler and whatever.
I looked cooler.
sure.
I saw the
But
pictures.
I and I know that like your brother, this is part of the reason he's so into motorcycles and all that other stuff. But
No, that was Tron Legacy, according to him.
well, he changes his mind about a lot of sources of things, but this would have come before Tron Legacy, so I think this is even more in his lizard brain.
Loser or lizard?
Lizard.
No,
Nice try.
okay.
No. Hans camo trench coat. This is one of those like things that they do with the costuming that I find funny. Like every other person with the Rebel Alliance that lands on the forest moon has camo, right? They all have like camo ponchos and this sort of thing. But no. Han can't have like a poncho because that's uncool. He's got to have a trench coat. I love that he probably insisted on it. Good for him. Because it is definitely cooler looking than a poncho. I generally don't like the Ewoks, but they are a little scrappy, and I'll give them some points for that. Chewie is an unsung hero. I think Chewie
Always.
is awesome. He
Oh,
does a bunch of stuff in this movie, and he's great. The repetition of "I love you, I know" between Han and Leia, terrific.
no, I do like that.
I have something about the Emperor, but I just don't. Oh, he doesn't physically blink. It makes him scarier.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
He doesn't blink at all. He's just creepy. And Han and Leia in general, although that was like the first thing I said, Han and Leia, I think, are great in this movie. They are a necessary part of this movie. They're the one of the few things I actually really actively like about this movie. So that's it.
And let's put it that in perspective. They don't get any development in this
No,
movie.
not
They
at
are
all.
simply just being, and we like that.
Because they're better actors. I mean, that's a lot of it.
I like Mark Hamill.
Huh. I'm not, I, that, I don't think they're better actors than other people in this movie per se.
Oh, are you just talking about in comparison to the prequel? Oh,
Yes.
yes. Well,
As a
yeah.
love story, as a romance, they are selling it so much better. So, 1,000 times better than anything we have seen in the course of this universe so far. So
Yeah.
they're selling it for sure. I really like that. So what were your cons?
Well,
Yeah.
the reveal of Leia being Luke's sister, it's not the reveal itself, like the fact that she is his sister, like that doesn't bug me. However, the way the like the word gets around bugs me. Because first, Luke is told by Obi-Wan, well, I'm sorry, Yoda is like, there's another Skywalker, and then dies immediately. And then,
And sublimates. We're gonna bitch about sublimating.
and then Obi-Wan shows up as Force Ghost and it's like, well, what I said was true from a certain point of view. We'll get to that in a minute. But he is just like, oh yeah, well, your sister remained anonymous. And then Luke immediately is like, who is the one woman in this whole galaxy who's not dead that I know? Leia. She must be my sister. We look nothing alike. We have
We're twins.
completely different backgrounds. I don't even know if we're the same age. I don't think they've ever talked about how old they are.
No.
And he's suddenly like, Leia's my sister. And after.
Humanoid women that could be your twin sister.
And then immediately he knows. And I'm just like, that you could just say that's a force thing, but
You
like,
could.
where was the force sensitivity on that before you were like, oh, well, maybe I have a sister.
I
Oh,
think
Leia.
I've always known, don't say that shit, don't
That
say
I'm
that
getting to
shit, don't
that.
say that shit.
Yes. So that's the next part of the reveal to Leia and her being like, well, I think I've always known. Girl, why'd you kiss him if you knew
Multiple
that that was
times.
your brother?
Multiple times. And even in this movie, there is swinging from a rope with her in a barely there
Okay, that
bikini
was out of
outfit.
necessity, but like the
Chill.
first time
It
she
looks
gave him a kiss on
romantic.
the cheek and was like, all right, go ahead.
Good luck. Let's go.
And
Yeah.
that, I mean, they had just met, but like, whatever. Sure, put blind trust. But in the last movie, they kissed twice on the lips. One was
Romantically,
obviously
if.
unclear on both ends, but also weird regardless of how you spin it, because you shouldn't be kissing your brother on the lips. So
Disgust in your
that
voice is
is absolutely disgusting to me.
hilarious.
Anyway, and also her not getting any closure about her relate with her relationship with Vader makes no sense to me. They detonate this bomb of, oh, she's your sister. That means she's also Vader's daughter.
Well, right, because Luke said the first thing he says is, Vader's my father, because this is why I have to go confront him. And then she's kind of like, well, there's something else going on here. He's like, well, and you're my sister. And so she's kind of like, I think I've always known. And we see zero of her processing this. Zero.
Well, she processes it for a second, then pisses off Han because she won't open up to him, and then she's just like, "Hold me." It's like,
There is
okay,
no like it Naboo part of that. And actually, it makes sense in that context.
it does, but I'm still like, after that, not a single peep about her being like from her being Vader's daughter. Like, yes, it is mentioned to Han. Oh yeah, I'm Luke's sister, and that resolves whatever conflict they were having. However,
She
I don't
forgot
think
that.
Luke ever told Han before all of this happened that Vader was his father.
No, he did not.
So he doesn't know that, oh, by the way, your dad was the one who kidnapped and tortured you. And then also, Luke just brought his dead body back. You want to say bye? Like,
Well, and let's just spoiler this a little bit. There is not any on-screen development of any of the processing that would be involved in this ever in this whole series of movies.
and I, yeah, and even in like the sequel trilogy, not a single.
We'll talk about it. We haven't watched them in a while. We have plenty of time to bitch about it, but I
I
think you are
remember
correct.
one
Nothing.
line. I
Yes.
remember one line about there was too much Vader in him, and I'm just like, girl, what? No, that's not the way to do this. No, Luke didn't know about Vader, and he grew up to be just okay.
We're gonna talk about Luke
I have a lot to
later.
say about that, but like, I genuinely get so upset whenever I think, because often I forget. And that's not like what I'm supposed to do. I know deep down logically that she is Luke's sister, aka Vader's daughter. Not once is that explored at all. And she does not get any closure with him, with that, any of that. And they're also in that discussion. In that discussion, she's just like, "I remember my mom was very beautiful." I'm like, in the 2 seconds after you were born, you remember that your mom was beautiful before
Hey,
she
hey,
gave up
hey.
on living.
What does this remind you of?
I don't.
Season 7 of Outlander.
When it all comes back to the moors.
Season 7 of Outlander, where like
What? Why did I say that?
I ignored you. No. So it
I
comes back to in like the 2 seconds you sing a lullaby to your newborn infant, she will memorize the
You're brought to
lyrics,
be stillborn.
the
I'm so sorry, but like that is
It's not a
so
thing.
fucking
It's
stupid.
not a thing.
And again, it's just full of wasted potential because
Really?
we easily could have had a moment at the end of the last movie of, okay, Vader is realizing that Luke's alive, and then he senses Leia's presence, and he could have that realization and be like, oh, I can start swaying her. And so putting her in like very odd situations of like having to darken herself and like do stuff that she wouldn't normally do. And
Being
like,
tempted by the dark side, that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
like have the final battle mean something. Not that I want her and Han separated for the final battle necessarily, but I do want her to have some stakes in it. Because that's her father too.
Right. I mean, it's extremely frustrating. And when you look at, they've tried to backfill a little bit with this Kenobi show that Obi-Wan had some contact with her. Her when she was a child, which again, like when he dies, that should be something she needs to process too. Like she was sending a message to him. We get none of that. Nope. Leia just like rocks and rolls and keeps on going.
Which I don't think is very healthy. Next, boring. Boring. This is a long, long movie. It is over 2 hours long. It was so boring. It was not Phantom Menace boring. I will give it
Correct.
that.
Yes,
It is
correct.
better than Phantom Menace,
It is.
but it was still boring. New Death Star, come up with something new, please. I don't need it to be all that complicated. The Star Killer base was enough. I don't need another
That's a
fucking Death
spoiler.
Star.
That's the spoiler.
No, Star Killer base is in this.
It's
The
in the
big like
sequels.
cruiser thing. That's what they call a Star Killer base.
Okay.
And so I'm fairly certain they call it that in this movie. And I might have blocked it out, but I'm fairly certain that's what they call it.
I
And
thought.
so I just need that big galactic cruiser. I don't need anything else. I don't need them to be like, oh yeah, by the way, the thing that took us 16 years last time, we've got another one in the back. Like, it's like, no, you don't. Anyway,
We do have another one
too long
back.
with Jabba. Everyone go in at once instead of in waves, you absolute dumbasses. This is why you fail. Literally.
Genuinely
You
stupid
send the tides
plan.
in first while Lando and, well, just Lando has infiltrated
See,
somehow.
this is what's really dumb about it. Like at the beginning, we see the droids approaching Jabba's palace or whatever we're calling it, and C-3PO has given us some backstory, and he's talking about, well, Lando and Chewbacca went in there and didn't come out. It's like, well, where's Chewie in all this? Like,
And Chewie ended up being with
Leia,
Leia.
which makes zero fucking sense. I mean, there's a continuity error right in the first like 10 minutes of this movie.
There's also like the idea of how long has it been between movies? Because they knew they were going to Jabba's, so it's like, all right, well, Luke is obviously fine, but it also feels like everyone's aged a little bit. So
And like they're
how
different. They
long?
have new roles. Like Lando
And they have to
has
have
become
time to do the Death
a
Star bullshit.
general. And Lando's become a general and like some
And
stuff.
Luke is a self-proclaimed Jedi Knight. And also, like, it implies that he has spent more time on Dagobah, even though it feels like, all right, I'm fulfilling my promise now by going back to Dagobah now, and I'm going there, and then Yoda immediately dies. So it's like, all right, well, that was pointless. But I just. I don't understand what
I have
the
a theory about this. I'm going to get to it in my cons. Go ahead.
is. Great. But yeah, they send the droids in. Doesn't work, obviously. Like, because he literally gives up the droids as a sign of goodwill and then is like, all right, well, hopefully I'll hear back in a few business days about your response to, hey, and how is he supposed to know that he accepted the audience? Because the droids are with him now. Like, I don't understand that
Yeah,
idea
who's going to get the
anyway.
message back to you, dude?
Yeah, what the fuck? And so then Leia and Chewie infiltrate, dressed as a bounty hunter and having captured Chewbacca. So Chewie's already in the slammer. And Leia gets Han out, but immediately gets caught. And then
Good job, Leia.
Le Luke comes in and gets his world rocked. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, you guys didn't even try. Like, you easily could have just infiltrated all at once, guns blazing. You have an army. You
Yeah.
have an army. If this man is important enough to your army to infiltrate this place to get him back, kill him. Get him. No, don't kill
Well,
Han, but like, kill everyone else.
yeah. Well, they end up doing what they need to do, which is it's
It's
fine.
so
It just it
long.
takes way too long, and the budget that they spent on creatures for this movie is just
Insanity.
maddening. Go ahead.
Feels childlike in a way. Everything is explained out loud many times. I don't need that. And I don't think anyone who was watching this needed that, even the 8-year-olds. I think that they were doing so well in the past two movies of the original trilogy, not of the prequels. We will not discuss how childlike the prequels are. But even the prequels are way more convoluted, but they're, I'm not going to talk about the prequels. So the past two movies, they have not dumbed themselves down to their audience.
Correct.
I think that, like, in the first movie, it's a very straightforward premise, hero's journey, easy, done. Not much happens in the second movie as far as action's concerned, but it's a lot of character development that we needed to see, and some darker themes, and it's maturing. It's almost like a Harry Potter movie thing of like everything, or book as well. It matures with the audience. And then we go into like Benjamin Button asks, like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is this? This is dumb. Look at those teddy bears running around with spears that no one's afraid of.
Don't. I'm going to talk about the Ewoks at some length because I hate them.
The metal bikini. Let us not forget that poor Carrie Fisher, as gorgeous as this woman is, and we all know
She's
it,
fucking
and she
amazing looking.
should have known it.
Oh
Of
my
course she
God.
did. But why? Why was she basically nothing? That's messed up.
I have a feeling that there's something really like
It's for the
nerd.
12-year-old boys.
Well,
Like,
but no, we're talking about George Lucas. Like, wanted to have.
fetishizing?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think there's some of that going on. I mean, not it's not personal. Like, obviously, I don't know the man, but you can see, and some of it's a product of its time too. 70s, 80s, objectifying women was definitely, and sexualizing them was definitely more accepted. Because there's a bit of, comic book-y kind of things. This is an appeal to the nerd boys out there. And there are a lot of nerd fanboys involved in the whole Star Wars universe. I'm not questioning that. I just don't think they are as stupid as this dialogue and, the whole storyline makes it out to be.
Poor Carrie Fisher, you didn't have to
Oh,
do that.
hey, but she looks fucking amazing
I
in
would
it.
also like to say that
Amazing.
in a similar situation, Daenerys in Game of Thrones got more covered up than
But
that.
then she's like naked when like things burn down, like she burns shit down. She is naked standing before God and everybody. Think she's God,
I'm
but
talking about like slavery is concerned, not necessarily like of her own volition, this is what she's doing. Because each time that is what the character is doing. I'm not saying Emilia Clarke should have had to be completely stark naked for that. Stark naked.
funny, but for
Anyway,
John, maybe.
no. But I generally think that you could have covered her up more and that wouldn't have been an issue. And also, like, why did she have to change at all? Just
Yeah,
the collar around her neck is degrading enough.
that is one of those things, and I mentioned this when you're watching. It's like, we see absolutely nothing about like her getting dragged off and forced to put this on and become a sex slave. I'm gonna bitch in about it in my own cons,
Because Leia has no development in this
but yeah, I
movie.
mean, it's just kind of like she is just.
Again, the dark side element of like killing Jabba, that could have been a step towards her dark side.
Yeah.
And then like Vader could exploit that, be like, you liked it, didn't you? You liked killing him. You like killing bad men. How about you kill this bad man?
Yeah.
Like just what Palpatine wants. It's like easy. Anyway, you know how easy that was just now. Okay, now let's get into true from a certain point of view. Bro, what?
Oh.
Obviously, they didn't have the plan, and so they didn't say it. And
Yes.
so they have to cover up for the fact that Obi-Wan just fucking lied. And yes, that sucks. And yes, it's annoying. I'm annoyed.
It's
End
just
of
really
story.
bad.
I
It's
it's
really
just
bad.
it's a weird way to do it. It's like I
It
understand
makes me
that would be
not
the way.
trust him or Yoda. And of course, we also get some.
Yoda's explanation, I don't fully accept, but it's better than, oh, well, it's true from a certain point of view. It's like, no, you lied to me. Why did you lie to
He
me?
also makes up a story about, his decision to train Anakin and some shit that is not what
We say he
happened.
made it up. I think George Lucas forgot that that's what he said in this
This is
movie
why you
and
have
then made the
editors.
prequels and was like, Qui-Gon was gonna do it. It's like, why? Anyway,
God, because he could get Liam Neeson, yay. Because everybody wants to be in a Star Wars movie.
they're also in this movie, and again, I think they just forgot about this in other movies and series, but they talk so much. And by they, I mean like Yoda and
Obi-Wan.
Vader, no, and Vader discuss these criteria to become a Jedi.
Yeah,
Like, you have to make your own lightsaber. You're skilled enough to become a Jedi. It's like, not, no. And also, oh, by the way, Yoda says right before he dies, it's like, hey, you're not a Jedi yet. You have to confront your evil father first. Not kill him. You don't, he doesn't specify kill him, but you need to confront him. It's like, what do you mean? Doesn't that bring up emotions? Like, I don't understand what you're asking of
you need
this
to be able
poor
to control
kid.
your emotions. That makes sense. But I think it make you have to face the thing that can overwhelm you and see if you can control it
I think
mentally.
Yoda just wanted him to die.
I don't
Not
think
Luke, I'm talking about Vader.
Vader. Well, certainly Obi-Wan did. And that he actually says
Yeah.
it. He's like, if you're not gonna go kill him, then all the Emperor has won. It's like, holy shit, dude, no pressure. Like, go kill your daddy, please. I mean,
Yeah, that's what
what
Luke is reckoning with the entire time. But we'll get to Luke in a second.
the hell? He's
Ewok.
also a con.
Ewok's cute, but time waster.
Oh
You'll
my
do your
gosh, they
thing
aren't
about
even
it.
cute.
You'll talk about it in
No.
yours. Jedi flips, still dumb. Luke
Flip
is
and
so
Jedi.
fucking stupid. And I think the thing is, you could easily have this be like his fatal flaw of like, oh, he has an overinflated ego that he thinks that he's going to be able to take on Vader by just being like, you're not going to hand me over to the Emperor, you're my dad. And it's like, he cut off your hand knowing he's your father. What do you think he's gonna do? Because I don't think you understand or remember that that happened, even though you have a moment where you're like, huh, we both have metal hands. It's like, what are you talking about? He gave you that metal hand. And I like, it's not like it was an accident, like, oh no, my dad shut my hand on the car door. I remember. But it's not like that severed my hand. That was an accident and everything was fine. Nothing broken, everything was fine. But he in cold blood severed your hand and was like, join me or die. And you were like, all right, I'm gonna fall down this shaft. Like, what? Luke, you know that, like, I understand the idea of like wanting to reason with him. That's totally fine. But assuming that nothing.
That's just dumb. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand why Luke is like, I want there to be good in him so that I can like have a parent.
Well,
But
it's kind of like Padme. Like, there's still good in him,
yeah, no,
really.
absolutely.
What good have we ever seen from Anakin? Ever. Other than he loves Padme and he loves his mommy. I mean, really.
He used to love younglings. And then there
No.
was the incident. Anyway, I think that I understand why Luke, who is someone who wants to believe in people so much, would be like, all right, well, maybe now that I have this information, maybe there is good in him.
Somebody can be my mentor now.
He's such daddy issues, my God. But he also, like, he shouldn't go in being like, I surrender. I know you're not gonna hurt me. It's like he already has, man. He already has.
Luke's speeches, his monologues in this movie are
He's such a
so
cocky
full of
motherfucker in this
hubris. Yeah,
movie,
it's like,
and there's no
dude,
reason why.
you have no reason to believe that you can beat the world. You've been up against Vader before and lost. That is
Yeah.
losing, dude. You lost your hand and almost lost your life, dumbass.
I think that he's dumb in this movie, and I think
Yes.
that he's way too cocky after like all that took place before. I don't think we haven't seen him grow at all, like with skill or anything. So we don't think that, I mean, like it's just gonna be the same as last time.
He's got more
So
flips going on.
I
He's up.
guess,
He's
but
flipping better.
I don't know. I just think it's dumb. I think he's really, really, really dumb for thinking all these things, and I don't understand his cockiness. He spends a majority of this really, really long final battle just kind of staring at a green screen, and then like watching his friends die and be like, "Huh, well,
They're
it's if
killing my
only I
friends.
could do something about it." It's like, okay, well, why don't you take your like fucking lightsaber and like escape and
Yes.
help them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, obviously, like, you want to finish this confrontation. It's not going your way. Like,
Right.
whatever. Obviously, for plot reasons, we need the final confrontation. That's fine. And them having the Emperor be the big bad in that situation instead of it being Vader and Vader's like flip-flopping is fine. But I think that they could have made that more clear because literally, what Palpatine says is, I can't wait to watch you two fight and for you to kill your father and take your rightful place by my side as I have foreseen. And then he
Yeah,
flips
Vader's
on a
like,
dime and is like, all right, well, I'm going to kill Luke now with my force lightning. And Vader, you're just going to stand there, even though I said that I hope you die. It's
yeah.
like, what? Like, again, this could easily have been like a Dooku moment of like, holy shit, you're just going to sell me out and let me die for your next, like,
Yeah,
trainee.
which absolutely happened. And how many times has that possibly come up over the last 18
Literally, I
years?
was thinking the same thing. He never has a trainee for this long.
No.
It's dumb.
Yes,
Dumb.
very.
Okay. Random extended scenes and additions. Stupid.
Oh.
Unnecessary. I don't need to
Oh.
see Hayden Christensen. That's
Oh.
all I've got.
Is that
That's
everything?
all I've got.
Wow, that is a very short list. I have so many cons.
Okay.
And you know, here's the thing. I just wanted to fit all of my notes onto a single page. Yes, I write in longhand on pages of paper. and I wanted,
What?
as opposed to doing that electronically
No,
on
I'm talking about
WhatsApp pages,
pages of what?
paper. So I wanted to keep it all on one page, and I got to the bottom, and I really should have turned it over to another
Mom,
page to
just
get more
read your
cons.
cons,
But no, I
Mom.
did not. I started before this movie even began with all caps Ewoks. I know there are people who think Ewoks are cute. I
I'm
think
one of
that
them. I do think they're cute. I also
just
find them boring.
cannot. It is like Bibble in the Barbie movies. I cannot deal with them making stupid ass
An
noises.
icon.
I
A
can't
legend
deal
in this household.
somebody making stupid noises. You're just talking baby talk. I can't deal with like the forced cuteness. I think that's really the problem.
Sure. Like you were made to be cute.
Well, and again, the let's market something to babies. Because again, you've had like all kinds of action figures and
All kinds of marketing things out there, toys for kids, lightsabers, the plastic kind. They didn't have the cool ones until much, much later, but they had toys and things and ships and whatever. They wanted to market something to a younger audience, I guess, and so they went with Ewoks. Fuck, man. I mean, or maybe market it to girls. Do they think girls are dumb? Because we're not dumb. I am offended. So it's just the recycled Death Star, fucking stupid. They did make it harder to escape after you blast it. I think that was extra dumb, not an improvement. So whatever. There are a bunch of continuity errors. I mean, they're continuity errors for the droids, like C-3PO talking about Jabba the Hutt and whatever in the beginning. It's just dumb. There are a whole lot of things like that. I really believe that they had a big contract with Jim Henson for Muppets for this movie, because there are so many Muppets. There are Muppet. There's a deleted scene, a scene that was added for these bigger, better editor, whatever, director's cut things. In Jabba's palace with singing, there are 8,000 freaking Muppets in this, and there had been like one or two before. There are tons and tons of them. I it's just for the disguises that they use to get into Jabba's palace are so like they are hiding nothing. Everybody knows who they are. The metal bikini being Jabba's sex slave, fucking terrible. I honestly do not know how they would have convinced Leia, let alone Carrie Fisher, to do this. This is insane. She looks amazing, but that's about it. It's awful, in my opinion. The plot armor for Luke is so obvious. There are no stakes. We're not losing Luke Skywalker in this movie. And it is from the beginning, like when he comes into Jabba's palace, it's like, oh, I'm so powerful. All of my prideful speech will be borne out and I'll save everybody and whatever. And it's not like he really does save everybody by himself. He does some good stuff, but it's a team effort. I mean, you've got Han doing stuff and Leia doing stuff and Lando doing stuff. I mean, all of them are actually fighting and doing things. So yeah. And Chewie, obviously. Bad green screen in this movie. It's like they use green screen a lot for like really stupid things in this movie. When we had seen them getting ready to attack the Death Star in New Hope, it's clearly practical effects. When they're getting ready to leave Hoth in Empire, practical effects. They're in like a hangar and there are actual physical things there. They use green screen for nearly all of it. Like when they're getting ready to like go off to do their separate missions and Lando's talking to Han or whatever, or they're doing anything involving the spaceship that the Emperor's on. It's like everything's green screened and it's, again, you're getting that edge to it that's making it really obvious. And it may be the improvement in technology that is just way too obvious on our digital devices now. It sucks. Yoda is now 900 years old, whereas in the last movie, he was 800 years old. I don't know how time is measured on his planet, much like I don't understand Tatooine either. Yeah, terrible. Yoda sucks as a mentor.
Much like Obi-Wan does.
Yeah, o Obi-Wan sucks as a mentor. Yoda sucks as a mentor to Luke, and I think Yoda's kind of sucked in many ways. But I love the way they're like always talking about things like, hey, we've got all we've got another possibility of someone who could help with the rebellion and take down the Emperor and blah blah blah. What other hope? But I'm thinking to myself, okay, like this is coming from the people who had zero sense of Padme being pregnant. And they're having like all of this contact with, much more contact with Anakin and all that stuff on the day to day, yet they haven't seen Leia in years and they're like, oh, she'll be fine. Why? Because Leia's that kind of girl. And she is, and I like that about Leia, but I hate it about them as mentors. Obi-Wan's explanation of all of the stuff that happened with Anakin is poor, and inconsistent with what we've seen, so it's just really annoying. Bunch of continuity errors. There's long, boring stuff on Endor. I'm not even going to get into all of it. It's just really, really dumb. Emo space twin moments, like you got Luke and Leia having this emo conversation about their father and being siblings and whatever. And Luke is just a dumbass. And because even the way he explains it to her is poor. And she doesn't just confront him with, "Hey, shithead, when were you planning to tell me that Vader's your father? What the hell is going on here?" Luke turns himself into Vader, so like, "Hey, take me to your leader, whatever," because he's afraid of, I guess, being a distraction, because Vader's after him, so he wants to take it on the chin for the group so that they can get rid of the Death Star. And he's having a conversation while strolling, and what you pointed out was their covered walkway on Endor. And he's like, and Vader says this, because Luke's talking about, "Oh, you're gonna turn to the good side, and you're gonna be with me, and it's all gonna be better." And he's always making it sound like you can be my Padawan. It's like, not a thing, dude. But Darth Vader's response, again, inconsistent with everything we know about his character, is, "It's too late for me, and I can't go against the Emperor." That is horse shit.
Literally, last movie, you're like, "Let's go against the Emperor, rule the galaxy as father and son."
Yeah, like that's just shit. And like, the Emperor's 1,000 years old. You've got to know like how to do force lightning and shit, though maybe he can't because he doesn't have actual fingers. I don't know. I
He
don't
has
know.
one actual hand.
Still, I don't know. And he also has a hand
Maybe
cut off
not.
in this fight with
Oh,
Luke.
wait, no, he doesn't. He has both of his hands
Cut off
cut off by
on
old
Mustafar.
Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, he had the high ground. The Ewoks weapons, they make it out like these weapons would be useful against all of this armored stuff. I'm sorry, like you're throwing rocks at an armored vehicle. This is going to do absolutely fucking nothing. And this battle
But
goes
what if
on.
they're big rocks?
Yeah, but the thing is, this battle goes on long enough for them to have developed catapults. And you're like, all these things
They didn't know what a hat was.
exactly. Like, they did have this very elaborate treehousey kind of
They had
place.
a flying contraption, but they didn't know what a hat
Yeah,
was.
it's just, and they're wearing hoods, so no, it's all just poor, just poor. And I think again they're trying to appeal to girls or something, and not understanding girls and being embarrassing as
This is
so
what they're going.
often nerd boys are. So it's just sad. Darth Vader in the fight with Luke throws his lightsaber at.
That's a me move. That's shit I would pull, not an experienced Jedi.
Jedi
But
is
what
doing
would be
that.
funnier about my attempt is the lightsaber wouldn't be activated. I'd just throw it at someone's head to see if it would hit them in the head.
And he's not really aiming at Luke. I guess he's trying to like make the platform he's standing on fall down. But
Yeah, but
here's
still,
the other thing.
you have the force.
You can first of all pull it down using the force, number one,
You did
obviously.
that in the
All
last
right,
movie.
number two. If you're going to throw your lightsaber, you use it as a boomerang so it comes back to you and lands in your hand.
Or use the
What is
force
it
to
happening?
make it land in your hand, which you
Exactly.
can
Which
do.
you can do, but for reasons you don't. I don't understand this. It is ridiculous. There's so much poor pacing in the second half of this movie. I mean, the first half is bad, and it has parts that drag in Jabba's palace. But you kind of get to the point. It has like, okay, we're going to do this specific thing. There is so much bullshit. Like, they're trying to make stakes in this where the shield isn't down, and oh, we don't, should we trust Han and Leia? That kind of thing. Just bullshit. But it's so overwrought. It's just dumb. There are continuity errors. There's so many of them. I'm not going to enumerate them all here. I do find the repetition of cutting off people's hands somewhat hilarious. Luke being a dumbass, the Emperor monologuing, which again, these monologues aren't even good, so whatever. Vader yelling no as he throws the Emperor over the side. It's like, you're upset. You've been letting the Emperor blast the shit out of Luke for a long time when he's undefended, and Luke should have like some scarring and some bad stuff. I mean, we know what this Force lightning does. We've seen it with Mace Windu. There's just no effect on Luke, negative effect on Luke at all. He's totally fine. He, in fact, for whatever reason, Vader is dying at the end of this, and he is able to drag Vader, who is a much bigger human than he is and has all these metal parts, onto a ship and takes him back to Endor. Makes no sense to me. Darth Vader, his body does not sublimate the way Yoda's and Obi-Wan's does, and honestly, it didn't happen in any other part of this. No one else sublimates like Qui-Gon Jinn doesn't happen. That no one does this. They don't just become part of the Force, even though we're led to believe that Qui-Gon has become part of the Force and can come back and talk to Obi-Wan. None of this is making any sense. There is no continuity to it. It is dumb. The Hayden Christensen being a Force ghost at the end, ridiculous. It is just dumb. And there are a bunch of other really dumb things about leaving Leia out of any mourning for their father, a discussion about it, or anything else. And these added scenes of celebrations on all these planets that they've created through the prequels and stuff, dumb. It's just dumb. And it really is geared down. So where would you place this? I already know where I place it. If you want me to go ahead, I can do that.
Well, it's definitely below both New Hope and Empire. I have a little bit of trouble figuring out where it lands among the prequels because the prequels still suck.
They
And
do.
they don't have what the original trilogy has in spades of like they
Han and
still
Leia.
have charm. They still have good characters, but
That are underutilized. So sitting here today, having just watched Return of the Jedi, my thought was this: 5, 4, 3, 2, 6, 1.
I also had that thought, and I feel weird about it,
I do too.
but that is where what I'm thinking because I don't know why this movie made me so angry this time.
It's dumb.
It's so dumb. And again, I think
It could have been good.
here's the other thing. Was Attack of the Clones all that great when we rewatched it? No. But it wasn't boring. And Phantom Menace and Return of the Jedi are boring to me.
Yeah.
And obviously, it ekes out Phantom Menace any day of the week, but it's still.
I mean,
Attack of the Clones is where I feel weird. Is like, I don't know if I would put it above or below Attack of the Clones, but.
oh, and that is hard because they're both the romance movies of these
Are
the
they?
respective trilogies.
Are they?
They're meant to be.
I
And
don't
the
see that.
romance between Han and Leia is definitely better. A thousand, well, okay.
Last movie was
Was the
more of a romance
romance movie.
movie
I
to me.
agree. I agree. And it was much better, much, much
I
better than Attack
think
of the Clones.
where I'm, what I'm feeling right now, God,
It's
see,
hard.
it's really hard because I have fonder memories of Attack of the Clones because I watched it so much as a kid and I enjoyed elements of it, but I have to keep my current rewatch in my head, and I had a lot more problems with that. Because even though there were a lot of missed opportunities in this movie, I think that the prequels had way more time to work out kinks and to come up with a set plan for what they wanted to execute, and this is what they executed. So, not to say that they didn't have time to execute this finale, but I feel like they probably were trying to do either too much or too little at once, barring like any opportunities for like later films or anything like that. So, I think for now, then again, this can change, but I think for now, I'm probably going to say 5-4-3-6-2-1. I think.
I'm gonna leave it as 5-4-3-2-6-1. I may change my mind, but right now, that's where I am because there are things I really actively don't like about Attack of the Clones, but there is a lot more directed action. I feel like even though it talks down to us and is annoying, God, there's so much stilted language in there, though. God, it
Yeah.
is getting harder now that I think about
It, yeah,
it.
once you think about it,
It's
then
like,
you're
oh.
like,
And it's not just the emotional reaction of, wow, this movie that we just watched sucked, because it did.
That's why I'm putting it above Attack of the Clones. I think Revenge of the Sith is overall more entertaining, but
Yeah, I think Revenge of the Sith has. I think part of why I'm struggling is visually, Attack of the Clones is a lot more interesting than Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi is, hey, we're in the California Redwoods. Hey, we're in the desert today. Hey, it's very predictable. It's stuff we've seen. And it's not that that isn't true entirely with Attack of the Clones. It just seems like, I don't know. I'm going to leave it where it is, but it is a slim margin, very slim margin between Attack of the Clones and Return of the Jedi. There it is, very tight. All right. So we have the sequels coming.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, I
They might
here's the
be better than
thing.
we remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. I think that, and I think I've said this on one of these podcast episodes about Star Wars, but I feel that maybe I also just saw it on a meme recently, but I think the original trilogy had great actors who brought so much charm that it didn't matter if the story was stupid. The prequels had a really weird story that they didn't give them any favors and as far as directing them is concerned, and so everyone's kind of like half-assing things accidentally. And then, or like something like along those lines. And then the sequel trilogy, again, the cast has a lot of charm and could potentially, I'm wrecking this meme, but like it's because it was better, it was more about the characters than anything else. But oh, I remember what it said. I'm sorry, taking it back. The original trilogy had very basic characters that were brought to a better, higher level because of the actors. The potential for the prequel characters had, there was so much potential for them that was squandered, not necessarily specifically by the actors, but by everyone involved in the making of those movies. And then the sequel trilogy had like, no, like just they had fine ideas for characters that were squandered by the end.
What I remember of the sequels, and it's been quite some time since we've seen them. What I remember of the sequels is that they just keep adding more freaking characters. It's like this, you have little emotional attachment to anyone, and it makes it harder to have find and stick with a through line because they just feel like they need to just throw more people in.
So I'm maybe wrong about that. It would be nice if I were wrong. I don't
Well,
think I am.
I think what we all know is that the first movie of the sequel trilogy had a certain direction. The middle movie had a different director who
Had a
took things
different
in a
direction.
different direction. And then the same director of the first movie came back and completely obliterated any progress that that director was making in whatever direction he was making and was like, no, let's go back to the original idea, which didn't have a middle movie idea, and we'll just take everything back and.
It like obliterates the entirety of 7 and 8, in my opinion. 9 is like its own thing.
It's the David S. Pumpkins of Star Wars movies. It's its own
It's
thing.
so thing. Any questions?
So many.
So many. We hope that you join us while we try to answer your questions about Star
Wait,
Wars.
our listener had a specific. Oh, yes, a very specific reference that he wanted us to make about Leia just happening to be Luke's sister. What are the odds?
True. What are the odds? And what are the odds of things happening in the ninth movie that happened? We are going to get to that for sure. We hope that you join us because we got two more movies before we get there. And there is going to be some bitching and complaining, but we may have bitching and complaining before then. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.